I used to be the one called a little Roma Farba, but he had it in a shop, carpenter shop, mechanic. My stot is Lady. Lady.
Lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady.
And how did they spell it? L-E?
Huh?
You know how they spell that?
Lady.
Yeah.
I think L-A-D-Y. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know better.
I don't
see.
Know.
Yeah. Because we started a laptop, we built a machine letters from Jerry Gishitim. The Hitler old team that's little. Have all the lesson in Gishitim for with a letter.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, what's about my shtetl? Doctor, er ging lesen in press, um ze a reporter gewen dort im Stadt. Pat da tayg, like a klein alles sim like all again people. The trap everybody in river, ni shoot everyone.
As that's cleaned out the whole
thing. Clean up everything.
And did you live in the town, or did you live on a farm when you lived there?
I lived in town, the most.
In the town?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. But my farm is actually like a people all again. The other side bridge, a river, going farmers, lucky by farmers. Every year, an orchard, an apple and everything. Couldn't space, he made it. They're really beautiful.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
And how about your family? How many people?
I got son, one son.
One son. Did you have any brothers and sisters in the old country?
No, everything cleared them up. I got a letter from Forbes. The reporter from New York, New York Times.
Yeah.
It wasn't a reporter. It 3 months later, they sent a letter, in Forbes even. They cleared them up everyone in their little towns.
But when you were little, did you have any little brothers or sisters?
No. I got 2 brothers and 8 sisters.
2 brothers and 8 sisters?
Yeah, 3 in the family, man.
Mm-hmm. And,
everyone's gone no more.
Awesome. Were they older than you or younger than you?
I was the younger.
You were the youngest.
See, I want to share something. Jews in Hebrew. Listen, Hebrew is different from Jews. I know Hebrew and Jews. Mm-hmm. I write Russian and Hebrew and Jews.
And Russian. And what kind of work did you do over there before you came?
Stoller, cabinet maker.
You were a cabinet maker.
Cabinet maker, yeah. Mm-hmm. My father was a cabinet maker too.
Your father too?
Yes, same old family, but my brother, the elder brother too.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to school?
No, I
went
to Cheder.
Went to Cheder.
I got school, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, school, yeah.
And you went?
I went to 4 or 5 years, I was old, 5 years. Yeah. Till 15. And my wife died, is a Yiddish in the shul, like a Belender. Is down good, all this. Why did I want to be the member there? See, but take somebody else, younger. So the younger life, I fit the shul. The doctor, he's married to a Rabbi Shishanenigo. He came good. So if doctor, I won't tell you something, but I tell a man, I would tell you. I've been 55 years and never done. What? You done first class? I said, you know why? I started 5 years old till 15.
Wow, you had good training then.
I tell you, I remember what I do tomorrow, night, yesterday.
Well, that's natural. What was the synagogue?
Yeah, not really, not by all about it. The old age.
Yeah.
But that's all the age.
Do you remember what the synagogue was like in Europe, the shul? What was the shul?
Sure, not the synagogue. I was a member for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell any name. Don't you talk about the shul? It doesn't matter. The minor is a bishnagit. Bishnagit, a chossi difference. See, it's same God, it's same time. I don't forget. Just me, can't say that I can't say that. But it's cool, that's all. You can learn Yiddish, you can't learn shul, that's all. Everybody knows, even gave you shul to Kleister.
Yeah. Well, was the shul like the shuls here? Was it in a
house? No. A shul, but not like this country. No. I say, Yahuz, a great shul, a shame.
A nice large house.
Yeah, a beautiful home, you know, a big house, big ceiling, high, and not a cage with the safe interior leaked. A cupboard like this is a little cupboard, the real beautiful, that's all. Nich, Kinderland,
the children learned that.
He was carrying soul, free. He says, I need this, it was a sanitary. Talmud, and I read it, and the tailors didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Those others.
And were there non-Jewish people in the community that you associate with?
Yes. Well, I had a bony difference, I should say. The reason, the daughter so much at the Pennsylvania State, out the door, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And the Christian, yeah. They went to drive 4 miles, 3 miles far. Plenty going in a room and a room stood. Need to be two together. No.
Not together?
No, not together.
You had nothing, no association with them? No?
No. They come, tell you, we got a market. It's only Sunday. They come in short because, like if the Wut hat hin zu na Schöpfle, has Hefe, die Föhr, das so, ich kann, bei den Jesuit Potatoes, die sollen everything nicht weit, die haben noch, die gab noch, like here, green stuff, a vegetable, we got their own.
We got
a big garden,
yeah.
We got our own. Potato, not potatoes, green onions, cucumbers, cabbage, everything got our own.
But there was no socializing of any?
No. We didn't do nothing. You remember one time, 56, there was a big snow, three
yeah.
foot?
Yeah.
But now, three foot, like you got nothing. Half hour in the winter time come the double winters, and the snow go through and through. We do nothing winter, nothing.
Nothing.
About over 80, 95 degrees, about 120. Terrible snow, 10 foot snow in the height that we got. Exactly. 10 foot snow is nothing. No.
And did you belong to any organizations when you were there?
No.
Nothing.
About a year.
Yeah.
In that Burke Mesito called this.
And how about with the government? Were they good to the Jews then when you
were there?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Was there anti-Semitism? Did they make it hard for the Jews?
Oh, anti-Semitism. Oh, my Jews. But then, I'll tell you, this is the big Russian, a Beispiel. When I live in people, people like that, I do not want to go there.
Yeah.
We got Allegheny. We got our schools, our shops to work, our everything. Our material, we learn good material, that's not there. Nobody bothered us.
Nobody bothered you?
No. Foreigners by in an active Russian, no matter that you come there. But they got Pierre Yudis, so they hope that you forget, and business, yeah. You hope you live and I tell you, America is. Before I come here, I read it, England, French, German, and I pick up this country.
Why? Why did you want to
pick it? I tell you, this country is not such paper, the freest country in the world, the best in the world. I'll give a plain example. In Michigan, 63 years, we got a tenant from Romania, a Jewish fellow, a man and a wife and a child. It was nice people. A render. It was a scene, and she always kick for this country. You know, my idiot, my spirit, what? A malach, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
A nizel, can I make it a schlechter?
Yeah.
Einmal, zehnmal, dreimal, nu bin a schlechter, bin a barbarica, oh. I said, Mrs. Sechter, I want to tell you something. You got a son in Romania, yes? I said, you money to come here. You wouldn't let him in. They wouldn't let him out.
Oh.
I say, you come here, the government didn't call you. But you won't go, they sell you again. Why do you kick this country? I have to kick. My son have to kick. What do you kick this country? I get me mad.
I don't blame
you. I make me mad. Why you kick? Nobody tell you to come. You don't like. See, I like Russian. I used to live on the hill.
Yeah.
I didn't like over here. I come here.
That's
you can go any place you want, even if you go away. The government give you the Jewish Federation shall transfer here, me?
Yeah.
Well, Allah says, what do you want? What do you kill?
That's
can right. Now I should buy a home. I saw it, you see? Need the world.
Best country in the world.
See what happened? Kill a plane effect. You would have what happened in New York in the with the schools.
Yeah.
We don't want Jewish fellow, they call the diggers. If price fire 90, they're afraid, I said. Tomorrow we fight. Win.
Yeah.
We win. It is your black power. See, my son brought up in the saloon in Valley Avenue.
Ah.
Got a fella to God. This is a black power place. You don't have to come. See, don't like white people. But same people, they went to my mayor bar and tell them what happened. We said, I can't do nothing. I was there too. I said, Mr. Barr, I want to tell you something. Tell me the truth. I'm the Mr. Rusley, I just pray for him. That happened in Kaufman's, you wouldn't tell me the same damn thing. I get make me mad. You look for our wood for yours. You we root for you. You have to protect you, but you don't you protect the millionaire, not me. I'm one in Kagi Felak. You protect that, I have the salt, no the salt. So you protect the millionaire, not me. You won't send our police arrested fella. But you will say you can do nothing. What say you can do nothing? You want our vote. You want, that's all you want.
That's right. I just want the vote.
I take an interest in my life. But I come in country bills, pay my water bill, my taxes, they know me there over there, lots of people.
Why did you leave Russia?
Yeah. I didn't like Russia.
You didn't like
I Russia? Don't go in the army. Mm-hmm. You go in the army, take 4 years, you come out, you don't stay right here. Go away. you wait where I come.
That's
never that. Say. I tell you, Shuma, I bless with make a sharp on the other side in people by the river. They come and tell nothing doing, go to the other side. You see, I was in the army, this is nothing doing. I ran away from there.
And you picked the United States?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was 1905. Oh, I remember it was an exactly Jewish New Year's. I picked up my papers. We were a crowd. In the morning, oh my, oh my, oh my. Okay. When I said one thing, that is, the fellow that told me, Harry, he buy for me a Jewish constitution. They know in English, but they in English and English. Now I couldn't they clash, ask you, who was the high court of the Indian people, high court, so the United States of good. Who the took the care of the army, the president, okay. I remember like yesterday, George Ford, the governor, because he's an Englishman. No, you can't tell me about that. Shame yourself. These people, she didn't know English. Yes, every question you ask him, we didn't, can you test me? He speaks English, you know better.
Yeah.
He told me to try one out. He said, 3 months, give you. On has a line. He made the body for that.
Now, when you left Russia, did you know where you were coming? Did you have a destination? Did you decide before you left where you wanted to come to?
No, my family, no, yes.
Was your family here?
No. I got a sister here. Yeah.
In Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh, but she's dead about 10, 12 years already.
Did she come before you?
I come in August.
In August?
Not in August, wait a November.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, I went to born in the army, sent in November. Listen,
mm-hmm.
I ran away.
So when you left, did you know you were coming to Pittsburgh?
Sure, I know it.
You knew that?
I know it 2 years before.
You knew you wanted to come right here?
Yes, I said, he's going to take me down there. But when he even came to meet me, my mama, he said, I'm going to come down there. Baba says, oh, take away Moshiach had come. I said, they didn't come yet. Then that didn't come yet.
And when you came over, were you part of a group or did you come by yourself?
No, by myself.
By yourself?
I got a ticket. Prepare everything, come to myself.
Uh-huh.
Then I come to New York, my sister was living in New York.
Oh,
but I come there, my sister come in people.
Uh-huh.
I find out, is it? I come in.
Did your sister meet you in New York?
Huh?
Did your sister meet you in New York?
Oh, no, she didn't meet you. India, but I was on the way, she come in people.
While you were on the way?
Yeah.
And how did you come? When you left Russia, what did you get on a train before you?
No, we come on the train. Till Finland. In Finland, we could take by the ship.
Oh, uh-huh.
In Finland. Maybe 2 weeks I was in England. If I left by bus, I said, thank you, I come there. I have to leave for the boat. Uh-huh. I took 2 weeks I was there.
Two weeks?
The boat, I remember, was good on 46 years ago. The sea faced up for this year. I don't remember for this.
That's it.
But when I come today, tomorrow I got what's the ship. Tomorrow I get.
Well, when you got to...
When you come, before you go, come here, yeah. Take up the hand, here. I got on both hands.
Yeah.
See, a little?
Yeah.
She says, he's all right, don't eat it. It's a sachet that I gave my daughter, a shot.
A shot? Or yeah. In the old country?
No, here.
Oh, in the United States?
Yeah.
In the port?
He comes from the Indian, both hands I got.
Yeah.
He comes here he gets in. He says, don't eat it, he don't eat it. He got it all right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'll tell you, I'll give you an example. Before I come, it's 1893 I was a big flu in the old country.
Yeah.
Terrible. Bolshevik here, 1918.
Was that so?
My family, 10. Before my wife was sick, I married here. My mother was sick. Then, in 2 weeks later, she came a little better. All family, they live on the floor, on this, in the house. But everybody was sick. On that point, everybody come good. And my father, he got a little store, which I live in. And one son, the flu take him away.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 people killed, a couple of hundred you died. Well, my family never, everybody was surprised. I tell them one time, people didn't call in club. I was in the flu. Everyone was laying in the flu. The mama attend us.
That's
and everybody come out.
That's a strong family, huh? And did anybody meet you when you got off the boat in
Nobody.
New York?
I didn't have enough. My sister was in Pittsburgh. The front of in the society, I guess it was the history. The Hayas. They dumped her up on the ship, and the ship was the green. The immediate shade is Hayas.
That was the Hebrew immigrant society.
Yeah, that's right. Now it's still better now.
And what did they, do you remember anything about when you landed there?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
She took me on the post and I got the others to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she moved over to Pittsburgh. And then she found out, my brother-in-law, he got a sister over there in Pittsburgh. They find out this, where I live, I sent out a letter. They send me money, I come there.
They sent you money to New York?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it cost me $10, no, $8. With the B.O. station.
Oh, that's where you came into Pittsburgh.
Yeah, to Pittsburgh, yeah.
And did you bring any papers or anything like that with you?
No, nothing. I got papers, you know, around the way, found your papers. Probably the Russian government catch me and said, not my Switzer, hello. Not my name, my name, Pacer, Clara. Tell me how long you have been listening.
Is your name the same here? Is it
no, the name, given my real name, I tell you, my son didn't say that. My real name, Schnitzer.
Oh, Schnitzer.
Dr. Schnitzer was in Pittsburgh. Yeah. I told him, you know. My father told me, he got a brother, many years ago, he catch boys and put them in the army.
Oh,
yeah. Down from Vienna, 100 years. I said, my name is Schnitzer, you go down, call Schweitzer. Then my sister said, oh, make Schweitzer. The passport was Schweitzer.
Oh, the passport was Schweitzer.
He told me, right away, they did the paper, the doctor, the judge asked you, you want to change your name, maybe? I said, no, leave me Schweitzer. Now my son, big son, I got changes, no, but leave him go there.
So the name is Schweitzer?
Not very far, it's just Schweitzer.
No.
It's a bigger name, Schweitzer. Somebody asked me, you have a relation to the Dr. Schweitzer? A big man in Schweitzer, I think Schweitzer from there. He died, he got a big man, a big scientist in Schweitzer's name.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody know him.
Yeah.
He got a big name.
Yeah,
he built in Africa, he built a shower, hospital to few people.
Oh, sure, he's done so much good in the world.
Yes.
And when you first came to the United States, what impressed you? What did you think?
I'll tell you the truth. I remember I wrote a letter to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
We got three sisters there. He says, people say from far away, Blansk, makes diamonds. I did a ship in Pittsburgh, in New York. I got a different ship. I want to say, I'm going to PhD. I'll tell you, you know, he come from Vienna, I got his name, a research professor. Oh, I got his name, I always said, when he come, I see the paper.
Mm-hmm.
He come from the ship in Coney Island,
Ellis Island.
He found me Kish there.
Yeah.
We have the Kish in Latin America. I forgot his name, a big scientist. Oh, I read by them all the time.
Yeah.
I got his name. A big scientist from Wien, he come from.
Yeah.
He found me in Kish de Grand.
So, yeah.
I tell you, he did that, help me, a woman living there. I felt a discontrol. I tell you, I told my son, don't you wait till the relative was 26 years old. This country is best of everyone, especially for Jews. See, and as I mean, you enjoy yourself, you pick up best job. You pick up a job on the airport. He was in Pakistan.
Oh.
He was in Karachi, Pakistan, he was stationed.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bombardier.
Oh.
I think it's a man, degree. So I mean, a lot of people get the degree, and he come in Pennsylvania station.
Yeah.
No, downtown.
Yeah,
and bridge.
Yeah.
Those houses you think.
Yeah. Was anybody there when you came to the station?
No, I take it. My brother-in-law, my sister, he was a worker. He wouldn't spend a couple hours close.
Yeah.
Was a tailor.
And so what did you do then? Did you go to your sister's house?
Oh, yeah, come right. She, my sister was in the station.
Oh, your sister was in the station?
Yeah, she's Pennsylvania station. See, I come to Pennsylvania.
Oh, uh-huh.
He come to you. I sent my sister, the young one, a ticket. She'll come here.
Oh. Where was she? Where was the younger sister? Was she?
She was in Dresby.
Oh. And do you remember the first day what you did when you came to Pittsburgh?
I came in Pittsburgh. I don't know the date. I know for sure. Big snow. It's December. In December, I bought a couple of weeks over there. You know, I left at a couple of weeks later. In December, I know.
In December.
I don't know which one, which day. I couldn't tell you the day.
No, but do you remember how you felt when you came here?
It was cold. Summertime, I like it country. Oh, I agree with country. Beautiful, the outside. Tell you, I gave an example. Everybody asked the doctors, doctor, why we don't eat Russian vitamin? They said, oh, Russian, we eat the vitamin. The vitamin is the meals.
Is that
so? Yeah, vitamin is the meals. We don't eat over there. I like the country.
And when you came to there, when your sister met you, where did you go? To her house?
She got one house. I stayed there a couple of months. Mm-hmm. Then I took the job. It was $9 carpet there. Now the president is from the union. They still keep me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, over 50 they keep me. Dr. Henry was born to oil. You know how much we get now? That's $44 a day. Over there was $9 a week, I tell you. I don't know. For $10, you had to have a truck. Begging from grocery, begging to eat a truck.
Yeah, that's right. Today you can't.
I remember our talk show was 10 cents of bush potatoes.
Years that you were in America, did anything disappoint you?
No disappointment.
No.
Nothing. No, I tell you, I believe that about America. I didn't nothing. Tell you, now I know better.
Yeah.
I should tell you, try good as I can, slap as I. I want to tell you something. In English, my best is ready. Bring the. From New York, you bring a man, a reporter, a writer, writing paper. He don't bring him in Long Street, bring him in Square Hill, millionaire, and he's good. Then he come home, go out. Oh, I see beautiful Trump is good. Now, next time you bring up another one, slums, you know slums.
Yeah.
In downtown, I said, oh, people, all those terrible. Yeah. That's no lie.
Yeah.
I read it, I like to read these things. I never read, I don't care for, baseball, football. No, I don't look at them.
Okay,
so like we got the chapter 13.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that. I'm crazy for music. And my way was leave, I buy a ticket for $48 in City Mosque.
Uh-huh.
Because wonderful orchestra.
For the concert.
Last Sunday, I take to Monday, I was surprised. You tell the Chabad, a third floor woman, she don't have no television. She's looking to me, she like Perry Mason. All right. 7:30. Now I know what I said before.
5 years. Did you feel that you weren't treated right because you were an immigrant?
No, I didn't feel good. Nobody took me bad. No. The trouble is I have to change jobs. They can't speak English. Look, they're all right. They don't care for English. Then come to work. But then, after I was in the Depression, 1907, 1910, I find a job in Buzran.
Oh, yeah.
I was at 12 East. They speak German.
German.
Jewish German is close.
Yeah.
Close. I wrote that 12 years I work in there.
Is that so? What's
then, that? Yeah, the one in Catherine job. Then one time I didn't feel very good. I go to Dr. Goldsmith, we used to hear from him. Goldsmith said, it's very, very well working. He said, I'll tell you, take my advice, work outside. Then I quit. Then the boss said, I told what happened. I said, this boss was named Schwer. His name, mm-hmm. German.
Yeah.
I said, what's very quick? I said, I don't feel no good. Now I said, Mr. Schweitzer, you quit, you will bang your door open for all the time. But he says, you tell him another thing. From Christmas to New Year's, they take inventory. From Christmas to
New Year's.
They say, Harry, you broke in Deutsch in German. I broke the door. We go in. Nach hat er mir gesagt, ich lief mir sehr, aber ich habe gesagt, ich habe gesagt, ich habe gesagt, ich habe gesagt, oh, no, I deal with Jewish people. Whatever I had, you might have to say, the Jewish people, the most business. But I was surprised, I would be kidding, I do, I would be kidding.
He was surprised?
I was so fierce, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like Antisemiten dort, I tell you. I wrote answers, my shop, the road, I love, but I will tell you. Then I had Antisemiten, after I still go to me, far by your lawn from here. Gladly, my drink, the boss is there. I look and said, pay him off. I don't want
him. Is that right?
Yeah, pay him off. I saw what happened, he says. Good thing you didn't have the good people lumber in his head. I saw what you did. When I wouldn't show up, I wouldn't fire you. Pay him off, I don't want him.
Okay.
They've seen it then, they don't bother me, they were somewhere.
Yeah. And after you had lived here for 5 years, did you feel like you had accomplished what you wanted? Were you?
But me accomplished? Yes, I got a. By the way, I got a member. We worked for Circle. I worked
for Circle.
I remember 1959. This in November, in February, 1959. Yes, I was the oldest member there.
Was that?
So? The most successful. Don't see me more. Used to be 700. Now they got only about 150, that's all. The older people die. I live three quarter here and one quarter from three quarter of my wife, close to my wife.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm got everyone says one die, yes, I won't die. When I like to die with nobody other, I gotta find it, I go to my wife. One time I tell a joke to my wife, to the secretary. He got a man, a lunchman for my store. I said, this is my wife, this is my wife. And then he gave me, put that cake near. So he said, bless you, what have you done there? What's the matter? I am afraid you make a dent in him over there. She says, you are still crying, still a joker.
Yeah, cute.
She make a dent. She likes my wife.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid you will make a dent in
him. And where was your first home when you came to Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh used to live in Allegheny.
Allegheny.
When I lived in Allegheny, same winter, in April, I see good music, lots of music, people to see those. My sister knows already. Allegheny was a separate town.
Uh-huh.
A city mayor, Alice, I think, the post office, now they did that together.
Yeah.
What the police would call this. They distinguished police, I'll make a prayer. Used to be a penny from the bridge.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's it.
And a dog there with a horse, 5 cents. But we don't, we wait for a horse and we go jump. Yeah, I pay a lot of money with it. But I was satisfied. And was in
Did you live with your sister in the house?
Together here, many years.
You lived with your sister?
Yeah, they live in Allegheny. Then moving in Kensington. And I blame you, in Pittsburgh, start.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another thing I want to tell you, and it's no joke, but a good thing, that we start to eat and we have the bench, a half an hour, supper, dinner, is eat, but then we also supper, right? A foreigner couldn't be a good sitter. So, all right? So, yeah, everybody can keep quiet when tell you something. I want to ask you, mister, how do you come to this country? How do you come to this country? He said, well, it's from my wife, my mother born me. But you didn't tell, you don't come, you come, but you might have had one good time. So you know how you come? I stay in this country. I like it. I like the country. Come here. I like the country. I like better than you. Because I, you know, I pick her up, I study England, French, and German, I pick up this country. You didn't pick up this country.
Yeah, that's
everybody,
right.
Everybody got to say,
that's right. You're right.
I didn't come, nobody called me. I like myself.
You came because you wanted to come.
It's true.
Yeah.
I tell them right away. I say, Schweiz, keep quiet, I won't tell you how you come. I know you know how you come. But I come, I like the country. I can go in French. I can help a lot of people, but I like this country.
When you lived in, how long did you live in Allegheny then?
I couldn't tell exactly.
About?
Over a year and a half. Something like that, can't tell. Then he moved in New Kensington. My brother-in-law was terrible, my wife got sorry for him. See, my wife, she's no good. If he's no good. She's my car, my special car all the time. He got 6 children. No, 4 boys and 1 girl. The girl was finished high school. When I went to the other fellas, he never gave me his schedule. She was a bum.
Then when you left them, where did you live? After when you left your sister's house, where did you live?
I used to live in a place, he's a member of Upton with me, and a woman is, forgot his name, in, he was a plumber,
yeah.
in Coldwell Street.
Oh, in Coldwell Street, uh-huh.
I forgot the name from the, she was 60 years ago.
Yeah.
I lived there no longer.
Did you have like rooms in a house?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
They got rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed. He was a member of the gang, but he took me around for myself. I don't pay cheap. I don't remember how much I paid.
Mm-hmm.
But cheap. Everything. My sister got 4 rooms like this. She paid $8 a month. Mm-hmm. Now she paid 60, 70, 80.
Mm-hmm.
You went for $10, you buy a full house to eat.
That's right.
My son going in store, but he $20 last week. The machine, nothing to it. Mm-hmm. They're searching for a bread. I say, I don't want to beg. Beg. What's the matter? I have to do my vest pocket.
And then when you came here, you worked as a carpenter.
It's old time ago.
Mm-hmm. And you got your training then in the old country?
Oh, sure.
In Russia.
My father.
Mm-hmm.
When I'd be out there, I'd be better off. I would be a carpenter. Tell you, I remember 64, I take interest. Any business, make more about a mechanic. So, I tell you another thing. The sometimes my father-in-law, got the brothers and sisters, they come to my son. Start to think, both used to be in a business. A couple make lots of money, $44 a day. I said, I'll tell you. And 2 brothers, it was to be in, he got 4 sons, 5.